Order, order.
The opposition had lots of questions when Parliament resumed on Tuesday after a fortnight's adjournment, but they were to be disappointed by the answers they got from government ministers determined to keep their cards close to their chests. Prime Minister John Key set the standard with this response to a barrage of questions from Labour and the Greens, keen to know more about reports that his government was planning to open mines in national parks.
Mr Speaker, I'm not in a position to confirm that at this time. What I can say is when the discussion document is released in the public domain, New Zealanders will have an opportunity to assess its merits.
Mr Key's deputy, Bill English, adopted the same stance when answering a question for his Prime Minister about the acquittal of the three peace activists involved in the raid on the GCSB's satellite receiving dome at Waihopai.
Now, on behalf of the Prime Minister, he's not prepared to discuss any matters relating to GCSB.
And State Services Minister Tony Ryle successfully resisted Labor's attempts to have him put a number on job cuts to frontline public services.
The government bases its cap on core government administration on the predominant nature of the departments and not whether individual staff members are predominantly administrative or frontline. So some departments in the cap have some frontline roles and some departments outside the cap include some administrative roles. Therefore, some of those 1,480...
Basically, if the cap doesn't fit, you still have to wear it. Foreign Minister Murray McCulley, meanwhile, was just as helpful on Tuesday when answering the first ever question in the House from the Greens' new List MP, Gareth Hughes.
To the Minister of Foreign Affairs, will he call on the Japanese government to release New Zealand citizen Peter Bethune of the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society?
The Honourable Murray McCulley.
Speaker, when Mr Bethune stepped aboard the Shonan Maru, he rendered himself liable to Japanese legal jurisdiction as a consequence of the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea.
The Foreign Minister told Gareth Hughes that while he hoped Mr Bethune would be released, the government would not intervene. Next day, more firsts.
Order, order, please. Order, order.
Deputy Speaker Lindsay Tish taking his first question time in this Parliament. He then presided over the annual debate on the budget policy statement.
Members, the House comes to the debate on the Budget Policy Statement 2010.
Comprising a dozen 10-minute speeches, the two-hour debate replaces the usual Wednesday fixture, the weekly free-for-all known as the General Debate, although that proved no inhibition for opposition leader Phil Goff, who took the opportunity to attack Transport Minister Stephen Joyce.
He says, and I quote again, Mr Speaker, we have made it clear all along that the government is totally committed to the super gold card, including the transport concession as it stands. That comment, that quote, was the absolute contradiction of what Stephen Joyce told the country 24 hours earlier. And that reminds me, Mr Speaker, of a saying by Groucho Marx that says, "These are my principles, and if you don't like them, I have others." I have others, Mr Speaker.
Next day, another first, at least for the year, after the Speaker ordered Labour's Clayton Cosgrove out of the chamber, at the same time threatening government MPs with the same fate if they didn't behave. Mr Cosgrove became the first this year to take an early bath after challenging the Speaker's ruling on a dispute over a document.
The Honourable Clayton Cosgrove will leave the House. I do not treat these matters lightly, and for my fairness in this House to be challenged in that way, I find totally unacceptable, because anyone, I think, watching Parliament would consider that I treat both sides of the House fairly, and that is why Mr Cosgrove has left for the rest of this sitting day.
Mr Cosgrove had challenged Lockwood Smith's decision to allow Health Minister Tony Ryle to change his mind on the origin of a document, which meant he didn't have to table it in the House.
If the Minister advises the House that the material he was quoting from is material prepared for his answer, then the tradition of the House is that is not considered to be an official document. That's the end of the matter.
But it wasn't. Clayton Cosgrove questioned the Speaker's fairness and was quickly on his way out the door. And he was nearly followed by one or more government MPs after an uproar following the answer that Education Minister Anne Tolley gave to this question from her Labour shadow, Trevor Mallard.
When will most students who were in Year 1 in 2004 when this program was introduced sit NCA Level 2?
The Honourable Anne Tolley.
When they're ready.
Now, members of the government bench, is someone we're leaving the House also, if there's not a little more respect and discipline?
The Speaker, Lockwood Smith. Parliament's back on Tuesday at 2 p.m. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air and the Office of the Clerk.